time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Dr. Tim Riley with the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum. Now, coming up May 2nd through the 9th, it is Prehistory Week, and it's all about pottery on the plateau. And when they say plateau, they mean like Colorado Plateau. So they've got a bunch of different events that are planned for that week. We're going to talk with him about that. And guess what? The museum has new hours. Maybe you know, maybe you don't know. We're going to start off right there. Dr. Riley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, Dave, always a pleasure to join you.
Let's dive right into this and let me know, first and foremost, how are things going down at the museum?
Yeah, things are great. We just wrapped up spring break, which is always a busy time of us. We're getting into our school tour season, and it's always great to have the voices of the young as they wander the halls of the museum and see the dinosaurs and the mammoth and all the cool artifacts that we have for right here from eastern Utah.
It's always fun to get the kids in there and with the wide eyes and asking questions and things like that. That's probably, I would think that might be, next to maybe going out in the field, maybe one of the funnest parts of your job.
Yeah, it's definitely right up there. Getting particularly engaged students and other youth and older visitors as well who want to ask question after question. It can be really a rewarding feeling, and it's a lot of fun to sort of share this evidence of past human life and past life in general from right here in eastern Utah. We have some of the best records of that anywhere in the world, and we're lucky to have a local museum that can showcase those.
And so let's ask a really quick question about that. Do you still have space available if somebody wants to bring a class down to the museum or anything like that?
Yeah, we do. If you're interested in bringing your class down to the museum, school groups and other associated similar groups like preschools are always free at the Prehistoric Museum, and you can go to our website and contact us directly, or you can call our main number and we'll transfer you to Christina, our office administrator, who's in charge of booking tours. But yeah, we've always got room. We can do a guided tour if there's staff available, or if you're more interested in doing something on your own, you can do a self-guided tour as well.
All right. So you said something about new hours at the museum. You guys are now open 7 days a week, right?
Yeah, we are now open 7 days a week, Monday through Sunday. Every day of the week we'll be open moving forward year-round. That's not a seasonal hour. And then we're open till 7 p.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings. And the idea was to give people a little bit more time outside of the standard 9-to-5 work hours where they could come down and enjoy the museum with their family. Maybe come down on a Thursday night and stop by the museum on your way to the Culture Connection schedule, which looks great this year.
It does. It really does. And that's kind of where it started. You guys started opening until 7 on Thursdays, just for the Culture Connection crowd, so they could come in if they wanted to and those kinds of things, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We started last summer in association with the Culture Connection in July, I think it was, staying up until 7, and then we decided, based on that, to expand to the Friday and Saturday and also to Sunday. Sunday's a really big travel day for people coming back from Moab, and we'd love for them to stop in and visit the museum on their way back to Salt Lake City or Provo or anywhere else they're headed.
All right, so let's dive right into Prehistory Week. Like I said, it's May 2nd through the 9th. Pottery on the Plateau, and you're speaking, of course, of the Colorado Plateau. So how far does the Colorado Plateau stretch?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The Colorado Plateau is a really big uplifted landform, and we're perched right here on the northwest corner of it, if you define it physiographically. Helper, right underneath the Book Cliffs, which I'm sure I've probably said on your radio show before, are the longest cliffs in the entire world. They go all the way to Palisade, Colorado. That's sort of the breadth of the Colorado Plateau, and then it's all the way down to what's called the Mogollon Rim, where it drops down into the Phoenix Basin. So that whole area, basically all of the four corners, all of our part of Utah, that southwestern Colorado, northern Arizona, and northwestern New Mexico are all part of the Colorado Plateau. And it's a really important landform for a number of reasons. From an archaeological perspective, this is where we have things like Mesa Verde, right, in Chaco Canyon, and all these other really good records of the farmers who lived here about 1,000 years ago and lived in cliff dwellings or up here in pit structures. But it's also because of it's uplifted. We're right about 6,000 feet above sea level here in Price. We've got a lot of downcutting, and we've got a lot of different rocks exposed, and that's one of the reasons why there's so many different ages of dinosaurs and other prehistoric life forms, the petrified wood, or all of the various other semi-precious minerals and things like that that rock hounders like to go out and get. It's because of the geology of the Colorado Plateau. So it's roughly about half of Utah, the eastern half of Utah, and then quite a bit of northern Arizona, and then the corners of Colorado and New Mexico.
So that's a very vast area to cover, and it's all about the prehistory week is going to be all about the pottery of that area. So you've got quite a few different little things that are planned this for that week. And let's kind of pick a few of them and start talking about them. First up is Monday, the 2nd of May, Modern Ceramics. And this is going to be done up in Helper.
It is. Yeah. As you said, this is we've decided to do a week-long thing. Prehistory Week is something the museum's done quite some time. And Utah's Archaeology and Historic Preservation Month, which is the month of May, grew out of that, at least in part. And we're choosing to do one week, but we're trying to do something every day of that week. And so on Monday, May 2nd, we're going to be up in Helper, focused around Kathleen Royster's studio. She's a modern, great ceramicist who has a shop right there in downtown Helper and makes incredibly intricate dinnerware and other ceramic vessels. And so we'll be able to visit with her shop and watch how she does modern ceramics. And then Jason Hunsinger, who's the former director of the Helper Museum and is now a staff member here at our museum, and I will be giving walking tours on the half hour between 5 and 7 of downtown historic Utah, talking about the architecture and sort of the historical landscape there. And that should be fun. So that little part's not pottery, but again, it's Archaeology and Historic Preservation Month, so we wanted to get a little bit of shout-out to the more recent history in there.
Perfect. And then we'll jump ahead to Wednesday, and you're going to have a USU Eastern studio tour and demonstration, and this is going to be up on campus. Is that correct?
It is. It's going to be in the Central Instructional Building where the art departments are housed, and thankfully, Professor Christopher Kanusik has graciously agreed to open his art studio on the day after his finals, and he's going to demonstrate some modern clay sculpting techniques, and you'll even get a chance to build your own pinch pot using some of the clay in his studio there. You'll also get a chance to see some of the three-dimensional sculpture projects from his art class that were wrapped up during this spring semester.
Dr. Riley, we've gone through about half of the calendar. I'd like to get to a few more. Can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Dave.
We'll be right back with Dr. Timothy Riley from the USU Eastern Prehistoric Museum talking all about Prehistory Week on Castle Country Focus.